Our topic for today is relief for challenges with Father. Let's begin by closing your eyes and turning inward. Take in a long, deep, relaxing breath. And as you exhale, go ahead and let the image of your Father come to your mind. You might see him or sense him or just get an impression of him. Some people have never known their Father. In that case, you may see nothing at all. Notice the first thing that comes to your mind. What do you see? How do you feel when you think of him? Are your feelings pleasant or uncomfortable? Are your memories positive or negative? Many people love the memories of their father, and others don't want to remember, while other people can't remember. I learned a few years ago that the way you think of your father in physical form is the outpicturing or the consciousness of your awareness about God. If you see your physical father as absent or out of touch, then you'll experience your heavenly father as absent or out of touch. If you see your physical father as struggling to make ends meet, then you'll experience your heavenly father as lacking or powerless. You can think of it this way. If you're looking through the lens of a camera, the way you see your physical father through the eyes of the camera is the maximum view of how you will see or experience your heavenly father. The judgments you have about your physical father limit your experience of God's love and resources. This means that in order to open to a steady flow of divine abundance and support, you will need to forgive your physical father and all of his perceived limitations, and then be determined to see him differently. If you feel your father was absent, abusive, or critical, you may find it hard to see him differently. The wounds you're feeling may still feel fresh in your mind. But I tell you this, the love, support, and resources of your heavenly Father will not be fully known to you until you completely forgive all of your physical father's perceived limitations and mistakes. Let's go ahead and tune into any negative feelings you have about your physical father, whether he is living or in spirit. If you had a great relationship with your father, and he was loving, providing, and available, then you can focus on someone else's father, someone you judged as maybe unreasonable or angry, depressed, or just flawed in some way. We are all one, so whoever you pick will be the perfect one for our exercise. Let's begin by tapping over the heart, and you can repeat these words after me. If you are focusing on another person's father for this exercise, you can just insert their name in the place of the words, "my father." And repeat these words. I am aware that I have had negative thoughts and judgments about my father. There are times when in his presence I felt small, unloved, unimportant, or some other negative emotion. I release all the pain and all the roots and all the causes of all the pain. Let's go to the other side of the chest. I release all the sadness and all the roots and all the causes of all the sadness. Let's go to the middle of the chest, right over the thymus. I release all the frustration and all the roots and all the causes of all frustration. I have carried these feelings long enough. I am ready to be free of them. Let's go up on top of the head and say, even though I wanted our relationship to be different from how it was. I release the past. I am willing to forgive my father so I can set myself free and move forward with ease. I am ready to move forward in my life. Let's go to the eyebrow point. My father has never altered the truth of who I am. Go to the side of the eye. God created me as whole, complete, loved, confident, powerful, and important. Let's go under the eye, on the cheek point. I am as God created me. Let's pause now and take a long, deep breath and let that relaxation go down and through your body. Whatever it is that you've been carrying, whatever burden is in your heart, today we can release it together. It takes your willingness to put it down, to let all the pain be undone by the highest and wisest place of your mind. It can be replaced with love and peace. Let's tap on the side of the left hand with your right hand. There were times when I was so frustrated by my experiences with my father. I wanted him to be different. I had to accept the way he was. I release all the pressure, all the sadness, and all the frustration of wishing it could be different, wanting it to be different. Let's go back up over the heart. I am willing to release the past and set myself free. I have carried this pain, this sadness, and this frustration long enough. Let's go to the other side of the chest. I am willing to accept myself exactly as I am, to love myself, to know my value and my importance. I am not defined by my father's judgments or limitations. Let's go to the center of the chest. I am as God created me. Let's pause again, taking another long, deep breath, continuing to release and let go of the past. Whatever it is that you're still feeling uncomfortable about, whatever it is that is still heavy in your heart, maybe it's something simple, maybe it's something very painful, maybe it's something unthinkable, maybe you've never told anyone. Whatever it is, we can release it together. Taking another long, deep breath, feeling your shoulders relax, your spine lengthening, your whole body expanding and stretching, releasing and relaxing. Let's go back now over the top of the heart and repeat these words. There have been many times when I judged myself as small, unlovable, or inadequate. There have been other times when I felt unsupported or maybe dismissed. Let's go to the other side of the chest. And there have been still other times when I couldn't find my own sense of value. I am tired of these emotions. I want to know the peace of God. I have carried these feelings long enough. Let's go to the side of the hand. I am willing to release the past in all respects, all the hurts, all the pain, any harsh words, any hurtful actions, any tense moments, any time I've been afraid, any time I felt unsupported. I am determined to see the greatness within myself. Let's go to the top of the head. I am willing to let myself be happy, to feel confident, and to succeed in everything I do. Let's go now to the point that's inside the knee, tapping on the point inside the knee. I accept my own value. I am essential. I am important. I am willing to feel the love of God surrounding me at all times. I allow myself to shine, to find fulfillment in everything I do. Let's pause again, taking a long, deep breath, letting yourself feel the relaxation of releasing those old negative feelings and emotions, whether they are simple or significant. There's many different people participating, and the range of emotions can be very large. So allow yourself to modify my words to fit your personal situation. You're doing a great job of releasing those old negative emotions. Let's go on now to the last part of the exercise. This will take some vigilance on your part. If you want to be free of all limits and you want to open yourself to the greatness of God's love, of His abundance, you will need to see through all of your father's limitations. You'll need to look past his appearance, through his habits, beyond his words, his gestures, and everything you experienced about him. You will need to look straight into the light that God placed within him. The worst that you see in your father is the best that you will ever know within yourself. Today is highly significant. If you will join me, you can move beyond all of your father's perceived limitations, his habits, behaviors, and judgments. You can call on the strength of God to release all hurts, disappointments, sadness, anger, and any remaining pain. With your commitment to seeing the truth about your father, you welcome God's love, his support, and his resources to be more known to you. Let's start once again tapping over the heart. I am determined to see my father for his true self, that all of God's love shines through him. I am willing to see it, even if I didn't see it or it wasn't consistent. I am determined to see it now. Let's go to the other side of the chest. I am willing to see the light of God within my father, even if he didn't know it for himself, even if he never saw it, or he never felt it. I am willing to see the light and the love and the strength within my father. Let's go to the side of the left hand, tapping with the right. I am willing to free him from his past. to forgive him for his mistakes. I am willing to love him and accept him. Let's go inside the knee point. I am willing to love myself through his eyes, to feel the love from his heart, even if he didn't know how to show it. Let's go now to the center of the chest. I am one with my Father. I am one with God. I am free of the past. Pause now for another long, relaxing breath, letting yourself feel the freedom and the peace. If your relationship with your Father was a good one, you can just allow those feelings to amplify, becoming stronger and brighter and lighter. But let's invite him in right now, whether he is living or in spirit, inviting in the image of your Father, having him right there in front of you. Be willing to look right into his eyes. Be willing to see the truth of him. Maybe he has never known it for himself. Maybe he had no way of connecting to it in a way that he could understand. Would you forgive him? Would you release him? If he didn't show up for you, if he was inconsistent, if he was unloving, if he was harsh, if he was mean, if he was abusive, if he was entirely irrational, would you be willing to forgive him and to connect with the truth of who he is? This is not to condone his actions. This is to accept that he is not his actions. As you forgive him, you will know your own innocence. We cannot see in ourselves what we are not willing to see in others. Let's take another long, deep, relaxing breath. And as you exhale, we can join together in this prayer. Dear God, we come to you with whatever remaining judgments we have about our physical father, or the one that we called father, or the one that we thought of as a father, or even for the father we never knew. If we never knew him, we may have judgments about that. But we have carried these judgments long enough, even if they're very simple or very significant. A Course in Miracles says that we can't be a little bit in hell, that whenever we allow ourselves to dabble in pain or judgment, that we allow ourselves to experience what is not true. And in this way, we block the truth of our own reality as God has given it and all the happiness that comes with it. So, dear God, we come to you today together with our willingness, no matter how significant our judgments may be, we bring them to you. We surrender them to you. We ask that you would take them from us and heal them for us. We are determined to see. We will that there be light. We are willing to know happiness and joy and the innocence that you created within our Father. Today we ask for your support and your strength and your love, that you would reinforce our steps and give us the strength to completely release our Father from his past, from his own judgments, his own perceived limitations, his own criticisms. Today, dear God, we are glad to set him free and to know our oneness with him in truth, and that only love is real. Taking another long, deep breath, we thank you in advance for the highest and happiest outcome in our relationships, all of our masculine relationships, that we would know the peace of God in each and every one. Thy will be done. Amen. I'd like to thank you all for joining me. In A Course in Miracles, it says that forgiveness is the key to happiness. It also says that we must first forgive and then pray, and then we are healed. Together, we place our future in the hands of God. Remember always to expect miracles. This is Robin Duncan with the Miracle Center of California, and if you haven't done so already, you can download a free copy of our EFT Tapping Points diagram from the EFT training page on our website at miraclecenterofca.com, or you can watch one of our training videos on how to combine EFT with prayer on our YouTube channel at Robin Duncan 100.